In the first reading today, we are told that there was a sign that was in the heavens. That sign was a woman who was clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. We're also told in the gospel reading today that at the feast of the wedding feast at Cana, that there our Lord worked the first of his signs. Wasn't the first of his miracles, St. John said, but the first of his signs. So we have a sign of the woman in the sky. We have the sign of our Lord changing the water into wine. Now, today, as we celebrate the feast of the miraculous medal of Our Lady's Immaculate Conception, once again, it is a sign to us of God's love for us and of our Blessed Lady's love for us, that she remains with us. She is a sign to us. In this case, not a sign in the sky, not even a sign of something obvious like changing water into wine, but rather the sign of Our Lady's love. That's what it is that we need to recognize, that she is there for us. Obviously, the medal got its nickname, the miraculous medal, from all the miracles that have been worked through it. But it's not so much about that. It is about for us knowing that Our Lady is there. She will, as any mom will, she will work miracles for us. She will do whatever is needed for us if that's what's necessary. But what is most necessary for us is to know that she is there. Perhaps even in God's providence, that, you know, again, it's just one of those points, the coincidental, providential, whatever you want to say, but that this feast today would be on the very last day of the church's year. So think about that. We begin the church year, the new church year, tomorrow as we enter into Advent, thinking about Our Lady carrying our Blessed Lord in her womb, preparing for the day that he would be born. We end this church year with our Blessed Lady, with her Immaculate Conception, that Immaculate Conception which was precisely there to prepare her to be able to be the worthy mother of the Son of God, the very thing that we hear about again in the first reading. So when our Lord tells his mom in the gospel reading that my hour has not yet come, he understood exactly what it is that she was asking. She had to understand what he was saying as well. It was entirely up to our Blessed Lady to determine that the time had come, that she needed to be prepared. Our Lord certainly could have done what he wanted whenever he wanted, but he waited for his mother, for her to turn and say, do whatever he tells you. He was willing to wait. My hour has not yet come. Well, his hour wasn't until on the cross. But this was the beginning to prepare, just as her Immaculate Conception was the beginning, the immediate preparation for the conception and birth of our Blessed Lord. Now, in our day, once again, we have these same principles. We have our Blessed Lady. She is the one who is going to determine the time. Obviously, God is the one in charge of all of that, but she is the one who we are waiting for. She is going to look at us and she is going to say, do whatever he tells you. And unless we are absolutely convinced of Our Lady's presence with us, of our Lord's presence with us, of their love for us, we're going to dig our heels in. We're not going to do what he tells us to do. So that's where we're at. So as we finish out this old church year and we begin tomorrow with a new one, what a wonderful way to be able to set it all up, to think about the Immaculate Conception, to think about the birth of our Lord, to be able to recognize the sign that God has given of his mother's presence with us, and to be able especially to hear her words, not only of her Immaculate Conception, as it says on the medal, but what she spoke in the gospel and how critically important it is for every one of us to take those words to heart. Do whatever he tells you.